With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell with a big announcement today.
One of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on to life's next chapter. So I stand before you today, Mr. President, and my colleagues, to say this will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate.
The 82-year-old Kentucky lawmaker is the longest-serving Senate leader in history. Making the announcement this afternoon on the Senate floor, McConnell says he plans to serve out his Senate term, which ends in January 2027. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. economy grew at a 3.2% annual pace from October through December and was propelled by healthy consumer spending, according to the Commerce Department, in a slight downgrade from its initial estimate. The expansion in the nation's gross domestic product was down from a red-hot 4.9% from July through September. Thunderstorms with large hail and several possible tornadoes have resulted in damage to parts of the Great Lakes region. Correspondent Haya Panjwani has that report.
Large hail and tornadoes took down power lines and damaged homes into Wednesday morning. In Grand Blanc Township, Michigan, a possible tornado brought a lot of damage to the area, including torn down gas lines and damaged homes. The National Weather Service will be going through parts of Indiana, Michigan, and Illinois today to confirm whether or not a tornado hit. For now, over 27,000 customers in Ohio and nearly 15,000 customers in Michigan lost power early Wednesday. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Then on Wall Street, stocks remain lower, the Dow now down 38 points, the NASDAQ losing 55. This is SRN News. Most Americans want control over what their kids are exposed to in school.
The latest poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 54% of adults believe mom and dad should have the right to opt their child out of classes that teach about sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. Republicans are much more likely than Democrats to feel this way, 79% to 32%. The survey also indicates that about half of all public school teachers also think that parents should be able to opt their kids out. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican has introduced legislation that would modify Kentucky's near-total abortion ban by establishing limited exceptions for pregnancies caused by rape or incest. State Representative Ken Fleming filed the measure Monday. Its prospects are uncertain, with House Speaker David Osborne saying the chamber's GOP supermajority has not discussed any particular abortion bill. This is SRN News. Wildfires in the Texas panhandle have prompted evacuations.
Texas wildfires are rapidly expanding, fueled by surging winds. That's prompted safety warnings for several towns in the state's rural panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek fire has more than doubled its size since it sparked Monday. The National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings and fire danger alerts for several other states throughout the midsection of the country, as high winds of over 40 miles an hour, combined with warm temperatures, low humidity, and dry winter vegetation make conditions ripe for wildfires. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wendy's has no plans to increase prices during the busiest times at its restaurants. The burger chain clarified its pricing stance after various media reports said that the company was looking to test having the prices of its menu items fluctuate throughout the day based on demand. More details at SRNNews.com.